The following program is brought to you by Podcast One Sportsnet. Don't forget to download our new Podcast One app.
Have fun with your important conversations and your big issues with your brains and your smart stuff, okay? We got hockey to learn.
Dr. Hockey.
Welcome to the Dr. Hockey Podcast. I am Dr. Jay Calvert, and I am joined by Skype by Dr. Jason Berkley. Jason, you there?
I'm here. Skype is a wonderful thing.
Good deal. Well, I know you got stuff to do. This is the second Saturday of the Memorial Day weekend, and so we're going to get this up tomorrow morning before the first before the puck drops at the first game in Las Vegas for the Stanley Cup.
Yes, sounds good. No, this is very exciting. We're here. This is the culmination of the regular season and the tough playoffs we've been through already this year, and it was down to two teams, and this is it.
So tell me your take. I mean, the Caps made it. You know, we thought that they had – we thought the Blue Jackets would take them out, and if they didn't, the Pittsburgh Penguins would, and then we thought the Lightning would, and they're still here. So what's the secret of their success? Why are they in the Stanley Cup final?
I will be very clear about this, and I will say two things. Number one, I think that Ovechkin is a player possessed, but it comes down to two things, two words, Braden Holtby. He has been – just really outstanding, especially in the last series. I mean, just really outstanding. Two shutouts in a row. You know, he's really come into his own, I think. And he wasn't even starting the playoffs. Remember, it was the he was the backup goalie. Yeah, he was backup goalie coming into the playoffs.
I know. I agree with you 100%.
And so it's made a difference, and he's in a groove.
Oh, absolutely. And by the way, not only did Braden Holtby have the last two games as two shutouts, they're the first two shutouts of the season for him.
Yeah. Well, when you have a goalie controversy or a goaltending by committee, it's hard to really get into a groove to allow yourself to get those regular season shutouts. It's not as easy as it sounds. So the fact that he did two in a row in the playoffs tells me he's playing at a different level altogether than he was before.
Agreed. So Ovechkin, man possessed, Holtby. Who's the supporting cast for Ovechkin? Because he's not doing all the scoring. Why is this Capitals team gelling, and why do they have a chance to win the cup?
You know, I think it's multiple factors. I think it's not only the defense, but Kuznetsov. I mean, you have a lot of guys that are stepping up, that are really there, that are taking on the role of a role player, if you will.
Yes, I agree.
You know, this isn't just in years past. I think part of the problem that led to the Capitals' downfall was that they all looked at Ovechkin.
Yes.
Okay. Now you get guys like Oshie, a star player, came over from St. Louis. You have other players that I think that may have been the top of their team where they were coming from before, but they're coming over. And it's hard for a player like that to really kind of take a backseat and be a role player.
Yes.
When they pick it up like that, guys that are picking it, they're also picking up the game. Devontae Smith had that beautiful goal. I think it was it game five. I mean, guys that are not normally the main guy are holding the team up. And that's the best part about it, I think, that I've seen.
Well, I got to tell you something, too, because I was just about to say it. CEO of Bear just came out on and said Trotz, because I think Barry Trotz is having a – and he has coached this team in a way that they have not been coached, and they've been able to beat these other teams that really – I thought we're going to take them out. I think a lot of it is Barry Trotz.
I agree with you. I mean, the system worked in Nashville. He's a phenomenal coach. Obviously, he's also great. He's a pretty good skater, as we saw the other day when he did his hot lap.
Yep.
You know, he's getting the most out of players like Vrana. I mean, these guys are stepping up, and it's not just, okay, where's Ovechkin on the ice? Focus on him and the team's done.
No.
It's not that way anymore, and that's not his system. That's not how he coaches. And so I think that the team is responding, and when you have great goaltending, there you go. John Blue will, you know, go back to his quote from, what, 6 months ago.
Yep.
You know? So that's, I think, what has been the secret and the difference maker this season. And they got their act together after getting down two games to none to Columbus in the first round, made the goalie change, And, you know, look what's going to happen. They're in the Stanley Cup Finals.
Let's change gears. Golden Knights.
Yeah.
I mean, tell me I mean, Flurry. What about this guy is playing out of his head. He's playing like no goalie's ever played in the playoffs.
Here's the key to this. Doing a little research, I think there are two factors. Number one, obviously he's a great goalie. He gave up some soft goals in years past in the playoffs, although he did have some success. But I believe his goaltending coach, Dave Pryor, is getting the most out of him this season. And ironically, he was a goaltending coach for 16 years in Washington.
No.
He was Braden Holtby's goaltending coach. He was also Olaf Kolzig.
No way.
His goaltending coach. So he's got something, you know, when Adam Olsen was a coach, I guess there was some friction there. He didn't coach Holtby the way he wanted him to. And, you know, that was it. He was gone. And then the new goaltending coach came in and, you know, Holtby won the Vezina in 2016. So maybe there was a method to his madness. I don't know. But I think Dave Pryor's got a big chip on his shoulder.
So this,
and I think this is his chance to come back at his old team with the flower.
So Flurry, I believe, is really right now playing as well as he's ever played in any playoff series, let alone the three Stanley Cups he's won. And they've got Holtby on the other side. This is a goaltending battle. What are the Marchessaults and the Nosek and the Bellemare and the James Neal's going to do about scoring on Braden Holtby?
I mean, you know, I don't think the game plan's going to change very much. If you look at the rest of how the playoffs have gone, they've literally been just it's been an onslaught of just shots on goal, just traffic in front of the net. It's just constant movement. This team doesn't sit still. I mean, it's really amazing to watch them. I told you even before when the first round of the playoffs, it looked like they had eight or nine guys on the ice just at any time.
It's true. They come back. Like Jan Stastny, he texted me. He goes, "It's amazing how quickly the Vegas Golden Knights, when a goal gets scored on them, they respond so quickly it negates the win." You know, that goal from the other team. And it's true. If you look at their responses, they come back so quickly to answer those goals. It's disheartening for the opposition.
It is. And you have players that are stepping up. Guys, again, like Riley Smith, who is a great player. He came over from Boston. He's a great player that you put him in with the other really great players. Again, these are not the rejects of the NHL that they have been in previous expansion drafts. These guys are good, good players.
Right, as we mentioned on our last podcast, that is the wrong way to think about the Golden Knights. They're not
totally
rejects.
Wrong way.
Yeah, it's not
land the
winner's
foot toy. When the Golden Knights got Nosek from the Red Wings organization, I was pissed. I was looking forward to him coming up in the system and actually starting next year.
Yeah.
And even this year. And that didn't happen, obviously.
Nope.
But, if you look across their lineup, all across their lineup here, I'm going to pull up between, you know, Stoner, you got Wild Bill. You know, you have, I know Tatar isn't playing as much, but you have Marchessault, James Neal. I mean, these are guys that are just great players in their own right that are all together, and it's just the chemistry's clicked.
It's
really amazing.
Oh, it's going to be incredible. So with that said, finally, who do you think is going to win the Stanley Cup? Give me your prediction. Tell me how many games, what's going to happen. What do you think is going to happen? Obviously, nobody's got a crystal ball, but what's your take?
No, and if you look at my initial, we did that.
The bracket?
The brackets. You can tell I'm terrible at predictions, but I'm going to take a chance at it anyway.
Go ahead.
I'm going to go with the Capitals to come in and win this series in six games.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. I just have this feeling that the way they were able to get past Pittsburgh and the way they were able to kind of get their act together after going down 2-0 in Columbus, they've played nothing but great hockey since. I think that you can have some of these veterans that are hungry that are going to want eventually to get this cup. And again, hopefully he can continue his prowess in the net. I think it's going to be the Caps.
Wow. All right. Well, I'm gonna put that one in my pipe and smoke it for a bit because you know I think the Caps have an amazing chance, and I'm still I'm still undecided about if I were a betting guy, who I'd bet. I think my pluses for the Golden Knights is their amazing goaltending, but huge firepower on the front line and four lines of it. And my pluses for the Caps are Ovechkin's hungry. He wants the cup. And you've got Holtby, and you've got, like you said, a cast of real veteran players who are kind of in their prime, really, really smoking it hard for Washington.
Yep.
All right.
Yep. They're coming together. Who do you like? What are you saving that?
I don't know
for
yet.
Another time?
I mean, I think my take on it right now is if I had to pick today, which I don't have to, I would say the Golden Knights are going to win this in five. And I think they're going to win it. I think they're going to take two in Vegas. They're going to lose one in Washington and come home and win it. And I think that's how it's going to go.
Listen, you very much be right. I just have to give the Capitals credit, and I have to show them some respect for how they've played. It's been pretty impressive, what they've done. And, I don't think that Ovechkin is going to come away empty-handed when he gets to the top of the mountain here.
Ryan Callahan flipped that one across, gathered in by Kuznetsov, is tumbling to the ice with Chris Kunitz. Fed on to Kuznetsov, to Ovechkin. Score! Alex Ovechkin at 1:02, elapsed time. It's 1-0 Capitals.
All right, well, we just heard from Jason Berkley his thoughts, and I am now joined by my brother, Mark, from Florida, whose team went out just barely in the last couple of games, but did cause Boston home advantage, correct?
Yeah, they gave a good fight, but they could not. They fell shy in the last two games of the season. It was brutal.
Well, let's be mournful of the Florida Panthers, but Mark, I want you to kind of bring it home for me too, what you think is going on for this Stanley Cup. The puck's going to drop at 5 p.m. on Monday. What's going to happen? What's going on for Washington that they made it here, and how are they going to do?
Well, I think Washington is trying to make believers out of everybody. I don't think anyone had them picked to go to the Stanley Cup this year, given the prior, lack of success that they've had year after year after year, despite, having a lot of talent. They were never able to get there, and usually the Penguins were the stumbling block. This year, the Penguins could not hold. I think the Penguins were a little bit ragged out. The Penguins traded away their D. And the Capitals got in there, and the Capitals have fought. I mean, there was a point in time where I thought they were going to get taken out by the Jackets. They went 7 with the Jackets in the first round. So they've played a lot of hockey, and I think they're going to be a little bit on the tired side as compared to the Golden Knights.
Well, I mean, I agree with you. I think they went the distance basically with all these teams, except Pittsburgh. I mean, they got out of there with a game, but they've been going hard since the playoffs started, and I think they're tired also. But Braden Holtby, what's up? I mean, this guy is
Braden Holtby
killing it
out of nowhere. Doesn't have a single shutout all season, and then all of a sudden he's shutting people out left and right in the playoffs. I don't know what was going on with him the entire regular season, but he seems to have composed himself. And just I think that he said, "Hey, listen, I'm going to go down as a laughingstock if I don't get this thing together." And Grubauer was not getting it done. So I put it like this: if Holtby has any kind of issues going into the playoffs, has two rough games, I don't know where the Capitals will turn to. They really don't have another goalie. Grubauer, I don't think will stand a chance in there.
No, Grubauer is not the guy that can make this happen for sure. Well, so the offense for the Caps, we're looking at Backstrom. We've got, obviously, Ovechkin. Verana is doing great. You've got Oshie. They're getting a lot of activity from everybody, right?
Yeah, and then my you can't leave out my boy Lars Eller there. I mean, I know he's not like the superstar that he once was, but when you need a clutch goal for some reason, Lars Eller the name is called and he gets one in there. They have a lot of firepower. They have some great defensive players like Niskanen and. They have a well-rounded team, and they have the odd thing of Ovechkin passing the puck, you know, and just not gunning it, you know, at the first chance he gets. He's actually, you know, thinking before he's looking, he's moving one and two steps down the road and says, you know, if I so, you know, fire that puck and it hits off the back glass and it goes back, then it's a breakaway for the Golden Knights. So he's not doing that. And that's making a huge difference. That's a whole new facet to the game for the Capitals. I really think that they've had a rough run, though. They've just played a lot of hockey. I think that... that the Golden Knights have not played a lot of hockey. I think, in fact, the Golden Knights may be rusty. Game one, they might have a tough time out of the gate. I think Golden Knights are going to win this one. I hate to say it for Capitol fans.
The Capitol fans are. I mean, I don't know when they got into the Cup. I know. Jason's first response was, well, the Caps fans just have to prepare for more disappointment. And I think that is not the way that they want to look at it. But, I mean, you have to be prepared for it because the Golden Knights look amazing. And I think, you know, it's just going to be a tough time for the Caps. With the Golden Knights, they outplay their opponents. Like, who do you think is the key for the Golden Knights?
Well, the Golden Knights is, you know, being from Florida, I can tell you a lot about them because this is the coach that they have, that the Golden Knights have. Florida let go. I mean, they can this guy, if you can believe that.
I know.
And they didn't protect Marchessault, who's their number one scorer in the regular season. So yep. It's painful to watch, and at the same time, it's... Like, if you're a Florida fan, you kind of understand when I say this. Like, it figures, you know, that's the Florida Panther way. So I think that they have a very well balanced and well coached unit. It's unbelievable. If you look at the penalties, like the too many men, that kind of stuff, they're so low in numbers on that. They really don't. Take bad penalties. They have great lines. They don't take unnecessary chances. They protect the lead. They're a very, very exacting team that has very exact goals, and they seem to meet them on a regular basis. Well, I mean,
they
just have not lost a lot of games this year. They have not lost a lot of games. So,
by the way, I want to let you know that Jason Berkley is chiming in on the live right now, and he says that there's also that Gallant was also a great line mate for Yzerman,
Detroit winnings in there. You know, he was rooting at Tampa Bay, but now that the Yzerman's out, he's got to figure. Now he'll take Yzerman's line mate. You know what I mean? This guy. Unbelievable.
It's exactly the way that it goes. As long as it goes back to the winged wheel, where Jason Berkley's positive that's who's got the juice. Although he picked the Caps. He picked the Caps for this one, so we'll see.
And there's also some vindication for you and me as well, because on the Capitals, they have Brooks Orpik, and who's leading the charge on the Golden Knights? None other than Marc-Andre Fleury. You know what I mean? And Neil.
Oh, and
you know.
By the way, the Caps also have Niskanen.
Oh, and Niskanen. Exactly right. Niskanen had a couple years there.
But listen, yeah. The thing is this. You know, Oleg Tverdovsky, you know, when he was on the podcast earlier in the year, he said it. He said the cup follows certain guys around. And, you know, it does. It follows guys like Fleury, and it follows guys like Brooks Orpik. And, you know, these are cup winners. And, you know, McNabb is a cup winner. So remember, don't forget Braden McNabb, you know, with the two cups with the LA Kings. Like, this is not nothing. You know, they've got real D on the Vegas Golden Knights. So, I mean.
Oh, they absolutely do. They really play it a tough game. I really would say that the Caps are going to struggle. I think that they can take care of Ovechkin, and it's going to be, you know, the Cinderella boy. If it's going to be anyone, I'm calling for Lars Eller's number. I'm telling you, he's going to get a late OT goal that's going to win him a game.
Well, we'll see.
yeah.
See. So your prediction. Give me your who wins in how many games?
My prediction is going to be Golden Knights, I think it's going to go seven.
Wow.
The reason I say seven is I think that they're going to be slow out of the gate. I think that the Golden Knights are well rested. But that's a blessing and a curse. I mean, just look what happened with Tampa Bay recently.
Yeah.
You know, they lost the first two games at home because they're so well rested. So
that's true.
The one thing I will tell you about those Capitals is, my God, if you look at any one of their games, if they don't score in the first 3 minutes, it's an oddity. I mean, that they are quick to get on the board, and I mean, it's unbelievable. They usually score a goal within 3 minutes of the first faceoff. It's unbelievable.
Right.
So if the Golden Knights can hold off, the first 5 minutes of it, then we have a series that'll be much shorter than I anticipate.
Wow.
But I think they're going to be. I think the Golden Knights will come out a little bit rusty. I don't think that they're going to underestimate them. I don't think that they won't be prepared. I just think that it's, you know, you lose a little bit of your swagger and a little bit of your timing when you're not playing every day against somebody.
Agreed.
That's the only issue. But I'm fairly certain. I think we're going to see a Golden Knights victory. You know,
unbelievable. If that's the case, it's one of the greatest sports stories of the century.
Oh my God, who would have thought it? I mean, with the draft the way it was, and the way that they did the expansion this year was, it's a new way, and you know, some people are going to have some sour grapes and say, oh well, you know, it's really easy to pick the fifth best guy on every team and put together a winner.
Maybe I don't know that that's that easy. Anyway, Mark, I got to drop off.
I don't think so.
We got to roll out. So we will talk again very soon. Looking forward to the cup. And thanks for all your input. We'll talk soon.
All righty.
All right. All right.
Looking forward to it. All right.
See ya.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
227 days after their first regular season game in franchise history, the Vegas Golden Knights are headed to the Stanley Cup Final.
All right, I am now joined by Christy Flannery of the blog Skating in Stilettos, which is something you all ought to check out. And also she's on Instagram with the same moniker, Skating in Stilettos. She is a consummate hockey fan. And Christy, how are you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing great. We're excited for the Cup. The puck drops tomorrow night, 5 o'clock Pacific time, 8 o'clock in your neck of the woods. And it's just been amazing. What do you think about the Washington Capitals?
You know, Ovechkin, something changed with him. I think when he finally beat Pittsburgh, and he is just a man on a mission. And if they win the Cup, it's just going to be from his sole determination. He wants it.
He does. There is no doubt he's playing in a totally different way than I've ever seen him play.
Yeah, I don't know if he would be as energized if he beat, like, New Jersey or Philadelphia, but I think finally beating Sidney Crosby and Pittsburgh Penguins, it just propelled him to a different level.
Yeah, there's no doubt he was inspired in the last series with Tampa Bay. I mean, and it's not that he's doing all the scoring, but he's doing so much to open up the ice for the rest of his team.
Yeah, because Oshie has 7 points in the series against Tampa, just like Ovechkin did.
I mean, that says everything because, you know, I think the mistake in the past for the Washington Capitals has been to look to Ovechkin, to get it to Ovechkin, let him do it. But he's just like another guy on the ice who draws huge attention, leaving the other guys open. And that's really got to be the secret for the Caps against the Golden Knights.
Right. Lars Eller, he has 6 points. I mean, there's a couple of Caps that have a decent amount of points that were in the series against Tampa.
Yeah, my brother is all over that Lars Eller. He thinks he's the guy that's going to do the job.
You never know.
So what about Holtby? This guy has no shutouts in the whole season. He's got two against Tampa Bay. Can we expect the same kind of performance against the Golden Knights?
Holtby, he's getting hot at the right time, getting the two shutouts back-to-back. Granted, I'm not really sure what happened to Tampa's offense. I don't know if it was just Holtby was that good or Tampa kind of just fell apart. But he, right now, he's riding that hot streak.
Yeah, I mean, I think Holtby's that good of a goalie. I mean, this is a guy who's clearly been, you know, the backbone of, you know, a President's Cup trophy winner, playoffs over and over again, and it's his time. And he is truly, as you said, getting hot at the right time.
He is.
Well, in that respect, if you look at the way that the Caps are playing it now, you know, versus when they started you know, Granlund was in nets when they started.
I know, that's crazy to even think that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's crazy. Oh, I got a quick comment though from Jan Stastny. He just chimed in. He said he can't stay on long, but he says how dominant the Vegas skating was over Winnipeg. They outskated them in all three zones. And
I couldn't believe that.
Yeah, he says a number 8, number 19 will be extra motivated. I think they will be. It will be a fun series. And that's from Jan, who's been, you know, kind of going along with us as we, you know, we all thought Winnipeg would be there, but you know, the Golden Knights just they trounced Winnipeg. It's crazy.
I believe they won 3 games in Winnipeg, correct?
Mm-hmm.
I think they won 3. That to me, when I saw that, I said, and Vegas is just they're unbeatable.
Yeah, they play at a different level than their opponents, and it's really tough to beat a team that's got 4 solid scoring lines. It's just it's going to be tough for the Caps. I mean, what's their defense going to do?
I mean, the Caps are. I mean, they blocked a ton of shots. Devontae Smith-Pelly. I mean, they did a lot of that with Tampa. But what I'm more curious about is Vegas is 6-1 at home during the playoffs. They are amazing at home. The only time they lost was in the double overtime against San Jose.
Right.
The Caps are 8-2 on the road. So the Caps do better on the road. So I'm curious to see how that's going to fall because when the Caps played Vegas in the regular season, they lost both games.
It's crazy. I mean,
they were actually shut out in Vegas.
I know. It's going to be very interesting to see what happens with these two teams. Obviously, Barry Trotz is going to have a different plan for the Vegas Golden Knights than he did during the regular season. Yeah, I mean it's crazy what these guys are up against here, but I really believe that it's going to be. I think the Vegas Golden Knights have too much firepower. I mean, tell me about your opinion on the Vegas Golden Knights.
I keep waiting for them to slow down or at least show signs of slowing down, and they don't.
No.
They keep proving you wrong, like period after period, game after game, that they are in this to win it. And when you look at the Vegas players, what their stats were last year on whichever team it was versus now. I mean, William Karlsson had, 6 goals last year?
Yeah.
With Columbus, and he has 43 this year?
I know.
You can't even make that up. It's just...
It's crazy.
It's insane to even look at the stats.
Yeah, I mean, but Karlsson is truly a man on fire. He's on a mission, that guy. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe, you know, if you remember last year, though, and just to digress for 1 second, Columbus last year was a scoring machine. If you remember last year, they scored goals at will, it seemed, between they just had so much firepower. Even Brandon Saad was like had something like 20 goals or whatever. But they just were scoring so much that Carlson couldn't chisel his way in. And I think he took that Columbus Blue Jackets attitude to his new job with the Vegas Golden Knights, and he kept going like it was the previous season. It's really amazing.
It's amazing. And I keep saying, because everyone keeps talking about them being the miracle on ice, and it's not like this is Herb Brooks with a bunch of 18 and 19-year-old kids and they turn them into Olympic winners. I mean, the average age of the Vegas roster is like 28 years old. So there is veteran presence. You have Fleury, but the chemistry, nobody expected the chemistry that they had in just the turnaround season that so many of these players have had.
No, it's amazing. I mean, I think a lot of that is, you know, really due to the fact that they do have a lot of guys who have won the cup. Gallant, I think Gallant's a cup winner himself, the coach, but you've got James Neal, you know, the most underrated, top-notch offenseman in the entire league. You've got Fleury, you've got Braden McNabb. I mean, these guys are contenders, and they want the cup. It's going to be an awesome series.
Well, then here's my question for you. They win the cup. Who gets it first? Do you think they would give it to Fleury?
I think Fleury is the unspoken captain of that team for sure. But you know,
I would think Fleury.
I think Fleury takes it first and he skates it. But you know, it could be James Neal too. I mean, those two guys. Remember, they won the cup. I'll just bring this home for Jason Berkley for a second, who sat there and watched his precious Red Wings lose to the Pittsburgh Penguins in the old Joe Louis Arena, and it was Fleury and Neal that were skating that cup around in his neighborhood.
Oh wow!
So these two guys have won the cup together, and you know, James Neal didn't win a cup again after that because he went to the Predators, and the Preds got close last year, but ultimately, you know, Fleury won it, you know, 2 years in a row, and I think he'd like to do three.
It's going to be interesting, too, because Fleury all-time against the Washington Caps is something like 30-16-4. And he's eliminated Washington twice already. So I'm curious, because he was their rival for so long, if that's going to be kind of a factor that he's going to kind of know what to expect.
Well, it could be. And that may be the psych out that was missing with Pittsburgh this year, because, you know, Fleury beat him badly last year in the playoffs. And he's... I mean, you saw how he played in these last few games. Like, the Golden Knights haven't lost that many games. Like, they don't even know what to do themselves when they lose. It's like, it's foreign territory for them.
Right, but I do agree. I wonder if the rest that they've had is going to be a factor in the first two games. Especially with Washington having the road record that they do.
Well, my feeling is, if Washington doesn't come in and win these two games, they're not going to win the cup. They've got to win the first two. If they don't win the first two, if Vegas gets one or two at home, Vegas gets the cup. The only way the Caps take this cup is they go to Vegas and win two, and then they can stand a chance. Just like against Tampa Bay, that's what they did. I mean, we talked about the stats of the team that loses two at home rarely goes on to win the series. And, you know, there have been a few exceptions to that, but it's just, you know, in the conference finals, there were only two exceptions. It was the Penguins, who then went on to win the cup, and it was the Islanders, who lost two at home and then went on to win the cup in 84 in the conference finals. And Tampa Bay proved that stat was solid, you know, because it was something like 40, I think it was 43-2 or 39-2. So that stat, it probably carries over to the Stanley Cup too. I'll have to look it up. But I think if Washington wants his cup, they better plan on winning in Vegas twice in a row.
They have to find a way to win. Because for me, this series pretty much comes down to the play of Ovechkin and Fleury.
Well, I think Braden Holtby's got a hold also, and there is precedence for him completely choking, which would not shock me, but I think the Caps fans would just have a stroke and a heart attack at the same time.
But I feel like, as a Devils fan that made it in 2012, reaching the Stanley Cup final was almost like winning the cup for us.
Right.
Like, actually hoisting the cup would have just been a bonus at that point.
Well, that's true. But it is big to play. To play in this game is a big deal. But I can tell you, I have a hard time remembering what, if you think of what year it is, if you say 2005 or 2006 or whatever, I can tell you who won the cup, but I can't tell you who they played most of the time.
Yeah, me either. It's tough.
So that's the thing. You want a legacy. You got to win the cup.
You do.
Well, Christy, listen, I really appreciate you joining me for this pre-Stanley Cup impromptu podcast. We'll be watching, and I'm sure we'll check back in with you later on.
Thank you so much.
All right, take care.
Thanks for listening to Dr. Hockey. Check out new episodes every Thursday and subscribe on Apple Podcasts or at podcastone.com.